This program is brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
I believe that there will be times where your spiritual eyes will be open to see what's already been there, what's already there. And I'm excited about all these things that we don't know. I mean, all these things we've had in experiences, they're just like multitudes of experiences that are waiting on us. There's a move of God that's about to hit the earth that's never hit the earth. And to know that, you know, there's a spiritual world and there's a spiritual realm and there's a spiritual society, there are angels. You know, just because you can't see them with your natural eye, it doesn't mean that they're not there.
You can interact with Creflo Dollar Ministries anytime, anywhere with our state-of-the-art, custom-designed app. The new Creflo Dollar Ministries app gives you unlimited access to numerous features. With the broadcast feature, you can access your favorite messages and more. The app puts you right in the sanctuary with live streaming of services. To get connected via the new Creflo Dollar Ministries app, visit creflodollarministries.org/app or text APP to 51555 today.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love.
Last week, we began our teaching on angels, and I want to start off today. I want to show you this little picture from one of our Creflo Dollar Ministries Association churches in Kentucky. In the midst of a praise and worship service, an angel just walked right by the room. Now, I'm sure as you look at this, everybody has their opinions about whether it was real or not, or whether it was doctored up or not. I want to teach today, and you're going to have to decide whether this picture is real or not, because I'm telling you, these angels exist, and they participate in our services. They show up in your life, and they just happened to be able to slow this up and saw that this angel was moving across the room. So we left off in, we were talking about facts about angels. And we were on fact number 13 about angels. And so fact number 13 is the fact that angels are not omnipresent, angels are not omnipotent, and angels are not omniscient. And what I mean by that, angels have certain limitations, in other words. Angels do have certain limitations. They are not all-knowing, omnipresent. They are not all-powerful, omnipotent, and they are not omniscient. They can't be everywhere present. If you look at Daniel, again, Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 through 13 in the NIV. Daniel chapter 10, 12 through 13 in the NIV. He says, then he continued, do not be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of Persia kingdom resisted me 21 days. Then Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. So, you know, here's a perfect illustration of the angels, this one angel not being able to get there. He heard the words of Daniel, but he couldn't get there because he was being detained by another spiritual entity. Of course, that was against God. And Michael had to show up a chief angel or an archangel to try but to help this angel to get forward. And he brought this word to Daniel. Again, in Jude chapter 1 and 9, you'll see who Michael was, Jude 1:9 in the NIV. But even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but he said, "The Lord rebuke you." And so angels are not omnipresent. They're not omnipotent. They are omniscient. Here's fact number 14. Angels are too numerous to count. Angels are too numerous to count. The Bible indicates that an incalculable, calculable number of angels exist, according to Psalms 68 and verse 17. Psalm 68:17 in the NIV. He said, "The chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands and thousands." I think about when Elijah talked about there were angels and chariots of fire surrounding the army that came against them. That's pretty awesome that the chariots of God are tens of thousands and thousands and thousands. And then in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22 in the NIV, he says, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly." Whew, we got a lot to look forward to. We got a lot to look forward to. Fact number 15, most angels remain faithful to God. Most angels remain faithful to God. While some angels rebelled against God, the vast majority stayed faithful to God. In Daniel chapter, Revelations chapter 5 and 11 through 12 in the NIV. Revelations chapter 5, verses 11 through 12 in the NIV. He said, "Then I looked and heard the voice of what? Many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. And in a loud voice they sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.'" Man, that must have been a praise service. Now, don't get mad at me because we loud in church. If you don't like loud in church, you don't want to go to heaven because it's going to be loud. Ooh, baby, y'all need to turn that music down just a little bit. They're just kind of getting on my nerves. Well, you better get your nerves ready, because I'm telling you, man, this is an amazing picture of what is to take place in heaven. Now, we are familiar with, you know, three angels. Here's a fact 16. Three angels have names in the Bible. The only angels are mentioned by name in the Bible. You know about them. You got, what, Gabriel, you got Michael, and you got Lucifer or Satan. You see these names, Daniel chapter 8:16. You see Luke 1:19. In fact, let's just go see that, because this is all about, you know, checking out the Scripture and looking at what the Scripture says. Now, you know, everybody's got all this other kind of stuff, but, you know, you just try to stick with the Word as far as, well, my other book said that there are five other names. Hey, okay, you know, whatever. Just kind of stick with what I got right here, and I'll learn the rest of it when I get to heaven. All right? So, Daniel 8:16, and then Luke 1:19. Daniel 8:16, he says, "I heard a man's voice from Oliah calling, 'Gabriel, tell this man the meaning of the vision.'" So that's one mention of an angel. And then in Luke 1:19, he says, "And the angel said unto him, 'I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news.'" And then Luke 1:26, He says, in the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee. And so, you know, this is pretty awesome. We saw last week how Michael showed up in Daniel, and Michael assisted this angel to get through because he was confronted by the prince of Persia. But it's important that we just kind of stick with what's in the Bible, and so we don't, you know, get so far out with a whole bunch of other things. Fact number 17. As far as I could see, there may be others. We know that there were more archangels, but there is a reference to Michael, the archangel, in the Bible. He's described as one of the chief princes in the book of Daniel, okay? So it's possible there are other archangels, but we cannot be sure. I know of a couple of more. But the word archangel comes from the Greek word meaning a chief angel. And so it refers to an angel rank highest or in charge of other angels. And so an archangel is a chief angel. I think that's how Daniel expressed that we looked at last week. An archangel is a chief angel. All right. Fact number 18. Angels were created to glorify and worship God the Father and God the Son. Created to glorify and worship God the Father and God the Son. Now, it's really interesting how man was also created to give praise and worship to God. How serious do we take that? Angels were created to worship God the Father and God the Son. Look at Revelations 4 and 8. Revelations chapter 4 and 8. Created to worship God the Father and God the Son. He says, each of the four living creatures had six wings. Now pay attention to this. They had six wings and covered with eyes all around, even under its wings, day and night. They never stopped saying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. They kept saying that over and over and over again. Now, later on, we're going to kind of pick up with this six wings. I'm going to tell you now, these are the six winged angels were seraphims, a pair covering their eyes, a pair covering their body, and another pair to fly with. Hebrews 1 and 6. Hebrews 1 and 6, that these angels were created to worship God. If you want to really... You know, notice that picture I showed you in the beginning, that was an angel showing up doing praise and worship service. I'm just thanking God that during our praise and worship service, angels are just walking all up and down that dome. Praise God. Hebrews 1 and 6, he says, again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, let all God's angels do what? Worship him. Let all God's angels do what? Worship him. Amen. Now look at fact chapter 19. Angels report to God. Angels report to God. Well, here's two situations in the book of Job. First of all, Job 1 and 6, and then Job 2 and 1. Job chapter 1 and verse 6. Angels report to God. He says, one day the angel came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came with them. So angels came to present themselves before the Lord. They report to God. And then Job 2, 1, you know, Satan came to Job 2 and 1, verse 1. On another day, the angel came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them to present himself before him. It's kind of weird that the angels presented themselves before the Lord. The angels report to God. And here's Satan in rebellion, and he's still trying to show up too. This is interesting. Angels report to God. I won't get into that other piece, not on this sermon. Fact 20. Some angels are called seraphim. Some angels are called seraphim. There are different classes of angelic beings. Now, in Isaiah 6, verses 1 through 8, we see the description of a seraphim. Now, these are tall angels, and each of them have 6 wings, and they can fly. That is a seraphim. These are really big angels. All right, now, in verse 1 through 8, he says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and exalted, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, each with 6 wings. With 2 wings they covered their faces, with 2 wings they covered their feet, and with 2 wings they were flying. And they were calling to one another, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is filled full of his glory.' At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and thresholds shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. 'Woe to me,' I cried, 'I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty.' Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with tongs from the altar. With it he touched my mouth and said, 'See, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for.' Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I, Lord, send me.'" So you see a very clear description here, giving info on seraphims. Fact 21, and then I'm going to share some scriptures which, with the time we have left. Angels are known variously as, and here's what you'll see them in the Bible known as. They're known as, number one, messengers. They are known as watchers or supervisors for God. I want you to think about this. No matter how private you think you are, there's an angel there watching you and taking record. It's nothing you can get rid of. You can't go to God and say, "I ain't do that." The angel's got records of it. Think about that. I mean, sometimes I'm sitting there by myself in the house and I speak to them. I know they're there. I can't see them, but I know they're there. So I'm like, "What's up?" You know, I know they're there. And, you know, a long time ago, I asked God, I said, "Now listen, if you're going to show me something, give me a heads up or something. I don't want to be bumping up to nothing, you know." I know they're there. I know they're here right now with me. I know they're there with you right now. If your eyes were to be open, you would see what has always been there. That's what happened in Elijah with his servant. Elijah prayed, "Lord, open the eyes of my servant so he can see." And when he opened his eyes, then he saw angels and chariots of fire. They didn't just show up when his eyes were open. He only saw what was already there. I believe that there will be times where your spiritual eyes will be open to see what's already been there, what's already there. And I'm excited about all these things that we don't know. I mean, all these things we've had in experiences, they're just like multitudes of experiences that are waiting on us. There's a move of God that's about to hit the earth, that's never hit the earth. And to know that, you know, there's a spiritual world and there's a spiritual realm and there's a spiritual society, there are angels. You know, just because you can't see them with your natural eye, it doesn't mean that they're not there. And that's the awesome thing about it. You know, this physical realm is running concurrently to this spiritual realm. In other words, at the same time that this realm is operating, there's a spiritual world operating at the same time. But the physical world was born out of the spiritual world. The things we can see are born out of the things we cannot see. And I think that's the thing you just can't forget. It's like, it's real. It's real. It's so real. There's a room full of angels here tonight. There are angels where you are right now. And that's why, if you can recall reading the Bible, every time an angel showed up, the first thing they said was what? Fear not. fear not. And that's why Christians should not be operating in fear, because of the heavenly hosts that have been sent to be watchers and supervisors for God. The third reference of angels, military host. The military host of God. That's, man, God got this thing rocking and rolling. As a person in the physical world, don't forget this scripture. Angels are subject to you. That's heavy. Angels are subject to me. That's, you know, you see these beings you've never seen before operating like they've operated before, just like they've never had a physical body. You've never had a spiritual body, and you're existing in ways that they would long to be able to exist. I don't think you understand how in the spiritual world people long to have what we have, the authority of Jesus Christ, and to be able to reign and rule with Jesus. You know the Bible says that we will judge the angels? That's so mind-boggling to me, that we will judge the angels, praise the Lord. I don't know, maybe they need to do a good job, and I know my angels have done an excellent job. You know, if I could see them, I'm like, give me some. I know they've done an excellent job. I mean, I've been in all kinds of situations where I could have lost my life, and the angels of God showed up every time. I had an opportunity to see a couple of mine. They showed up in a car wreck I had 20-something years ago. They showed up in an airplane situation. They just keep showing up. They showed up in a time I never forget. I was jumping in a pool, and I slipped, and my body went out, and my head was about to hit the edge of that pool. It would have bust my head wide open. And I remember something just kind of tapped me on out just a little further where I missed it just by that much. My angels have done a pretty good job. I'm going to judge my angels. And they've watched over me. They've ministered to me. Encouragement. They've led me. They've guided me. They've, you know, my angels are amazing. I won't worship my angels. I worship Jesus. And to think that I will judge my angels, that's pretty heavy. Pretty heavy, praise God. These angels also are known as sons of the mighty. They're known as sons of the mighty. They're also known as sons of God. And if you saw, I don't know if it was last week or today, tonight, they're also known as chariots. I always thought, you know, when it talks about the chariots of fire, I thought it was actually like chariots. There are some angels that are the chariots of God. And man, we got a lot to see. And we're getting closer to seeing those things that we see. Look at Psalms 91, verse 11. Psalms 91, verse 11 in the ESV. I'm going to read out of ESV and all these. He says, "For he will command his angels concerning you, and guard you in all your ways." He'll command his angels concerning me. So God is the one that's commanding the angels concerning me. That's why they are always in the face of God. They're always in the face of God. God is commanding his angels concerning me. You know, angels will come for your word, but God is the one that's going to give them the command concerning you. I have a lot I could say about that, but I think I'll avoid it right now just to avoid the confusion around it. Hebrews chapter 13 and 2. Hebrews 13 and 2 in the NSV. He says this, and I think it's important for you to have this in your notes. He said, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares."
How do we know that heaven and hell actually exist? In his series, The Reality of Heaven and Hell, Creflo Dollar takes a deep dive into the reality of heaven, hell, Satan, demons, and angels.
God never intended for any person to go to hell. That place is reserved for Satan and his demons. God does everything he can to keep us out of hell, but he has also given us the ability to make a decision. If you have been born again, and you have made Jesus the Lord of your life, you are heaven bound. The only choice that matters in your life right now is, have you made Jesus your Lord and personal Savior?
Get your questions answered with these 7 messages. That's right, 7 messages right now for a love gift of just $40 or more, plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out. Call the number on your screen or go to CreflowDollarMinistries.org and click eStore to get the whole series today.
Download and stay connected with the Changing Your World podcast with Creflo Dollar. Keep the Word of God at the forefront of your mind with these powerful and uplifting messages.
Whether you're in the living room, the bedroom, the car, the garage, I just pray the presence of God will just sit down on you right now. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow.
With each message that you download and stream, you gain revelation of the fullness of God's grace.
It's your season. This is your moment. This is your time. You're going to bring forth. You're going to grow. You're going to flourish.
The Changing Your World podcast brings you life-changing wisdom right at your fingertips, no matter where you are. Subscribe today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your preferred podcast platform.
By the grace of God, we feed and clothe people, provide houses, visit hospitals and prisons, and do so, so much more. Every time you make a financial donation to support us, you do these things as well. The tangible relief we provide to God's precious people is only possible because of your faithful support. Thank you for supporting us as we strive to reach a lost and dying world for the Lord Jesus Christ.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Are you searching for direction or just need a word from God? Join the World Changers Nation for service every Sunday at 10 a.m. or restream at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Together, we're understanding grace and empowering change. Text Watch Now to 51555 or visit worldchangers.org for more information about our services and streaming times. We're in this together, no matter where we are. We are World Changers. See you online.
Join us online as we bring you praise and worship from the World Changers Church family and the Word of God from Pastors Creflo Dollar and Taffy Dollar.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe.
The preceding program was brought to you by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.